having a good attitude is very important in life, but when I lose a fight, to me it's like I feel depressed. I feel like the world is gone to me. But at the same time, I say, fuck it. You got options. Or you can sit down and cry the rest of your life and stay there. Or you can make that run right. And the only way to do that is get back in the horse and figure it out.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the road for everybody is different.
Yep.
Like, we don't have the same path. But at the end, we can get the same or better if you keep plugging away, if you keep going forward.
We're live.
Take it away. Let's talk.
We're here.
We have, fuck, dude. Marlon, wow. Cheeto, Vera in the house. What's up, dude?
How are you, bro?
I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep much, and I drove straight from Vegas last night, and I'm flying straight back to Vegas right after this.
When I do commentary, I drive right back.
You do?
As soon as the main event is over, I'm driving back.
Where do you stay when you fight out there?
Whatever the UFC put me.
Where do they put you guys at? Red Rocks, Durango? So,
it's always changing, depending if it's a pay-per-view or a fight night.
Right. But, so if you're at Apex, you're probably at Red Rocks?
Yeah. Or I just rent a house sometimes.
Rent a house is nice, and you get acclimated. You fought a bunch of Apex, right?
Yeah, a lot. I like the Apex.
You like fighting with like the zero, like well, not zero, but less crowd?
It gives me good memories from fighting in the streets when I was a kid. So, you know, it's one versus one, two guys in each corner, just like, I don't know, it's kind of like a pretty deep private fight. But I don't mind the crowd either. I like both, but the no crowd is kind of like, I feel fucked with other people's head.
Your first fight was out the back of a garage? In Ecuador?
It was in the back of a mechanic.
It was the back of a mechanic.
It was like a bunch of like, you know in Ecuador how they put the clothes on the...
I've never been to Ecuador, so...
It's beautiful, but my first fight was in a beautiful place. Like, it was literally covered like this, and they put that cage in the middle, and then...
Wait, you're not saying our studio is beautiful?
No, it's great.
We work very hard to make it look like shit, all
there's
right?
There's a mechanic. There's people fixing cars behind.
Okay, yeah.
Smells like oil.
Oh, we got these are our mechanics behind us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Okay, yeah, so I'm with you.
They pretty much put like the puzzle mats.
Yeah.
And a regular home fence around. So people were carrying their feet on the fence and shit like that.
So it's like a real cage match.
Oh, it was a rooster fight, pretty much.
A rooster fight.
A rooster fight. Did you win?
I won, yeah. I attend a lot of those when I was a kid, too.
How old were you, your first fight?
17.
17.
Yeah, I make my parents sign, like, the waiver, pretty much telling them I was competing jiu-jitsu. No one knew I was fighting.
Yeah.
I just packed my bags, took a flight to Quito, which is the capital, and took a friend with me and went by myself.
What was your childhood like? Brothers, sisters, mom, dad? What was going on?
I'm the youngest out of three. Yep. My sister is the older. My brother is in the middle. Myself. Everybody, normal people.
Except you.
Except me, yeah.
What happened there? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. We grew up in the farm, having fun, riding horses still.
How good's riding horses?
It's the best thing in the world.
It's my favorite thing to do in the world.
When the sun is going down and you're in the middle of fucking nowhere in the mountains.
Yeah.
The colors I haven't seen.
Yeah.
No one has seen that shit before.
Nah, man. Horses are for real men.
Yeah.
People don't get that.
No.
People like actually forget that like we like as society, like horses got us through society.
Yeah.
Like horses are very important. And then now they just make money off them, drug them and do whatever. But like working horses, ranch horses.
They're the best.
Oh my God.
And they love you. They're like a fucking dog. They will love you.
Oh, they love you.
When I was a little kid, I used to like go find the horse like on the open field.
Yeah.
Just with a banana in my hand and a little rope.
Yeah.
And you used to go like that, like, yo, I'm here, come in. And they would come in, you give him the banana, put the ropes in, jump on the horse without a seat or anything. Just
bareback.
Just pure rope. That's it. And that's the best feeling in the world.
That's so sick. Yeah, bareback's crazy. I did, in Argentina, I did bareback polo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're playing polo with no saddle.
Stop it.
Oh my God, you eat shit.
I was going to say.
Dude, you fall off every fucking.
It's so slippery.
Yeah.
Slippery.
You fall off every. Yeah, you fall off a lot.
You have one hand on the stick and one hand on the rope.
You got a stick and a rope and no saddle, and you're just like, fuck it.
Me and my cousin and my brother, we used to raise them like bareback.
Yeah.
Just a tiny rope that even if you pull, they don't even break.
They don't
because
care.
Yeah. It's nothing. We used to fucking go guns blade, and you ever fall in the dirt with rocks.
Yeah, right.
I fall 1,000 times.
So, jiu-jitsu is, how'd you get into jiu-jitsu, and is jiu-jitsu big in Ecuador?
Jiu-jitsu is huge in Ecuador.
Huge.
Yeah, when there was no fighting at all, like when there was like zero real fighting in Ecuador, this guy from Brazil came to Ecuador, and he came from a good school. So what he brought to Ecuador back then, he was like, no one saw that before. You know, I'm pretty sure back then in Ecuador, some karate schools out there, like the regular self-defense, but not like real actually fighting, like high-level jiu-jitsu. So that guy came in town and started coaching. And like years later, after I get too many times in trouble, like I went to jail for fighting.
You went to jail?
A few times.
Jail or prison?
Yeah, just, you know.
A couple days.
The regular one, yeah.
Yeah, you're sitting there for a couple days. They take your shoelaces out.
Pretty much.
You're in there, some drunk wackadoodles.
Yeah, there you go. Yo. The simple one, not the bad one. A few nights, like,
Yeah.
And then one day one of my friends was like, yo, you're getting way too much trouble. Come to this jiu-jitsu academy and put your energy into something because you're gonna get killed. And he brought me there one day and I never left.
Your energy changed straight away, right? You found a way to, take your aggression out.
Like, he brought me there on a Tuesday, and I never left until today.
That's so wild. All right, so here, I'm looking at what you got here. You're young, you're 30. Third in fight bonuses, so you've had 6 fight night bonuses.
That's good.
I think Cowboy might be number one.
Yeah. Oh, Jim Miller, maybe.
Or Jim Miller. Yeah. And then Cowboy. Pro fighter since 2012. You compete in bantamweight, which low-key right now is kind of it's that and then whatever weight John Jones fights in. It seems to be the weight that everybody – well, and obviously what just happened with Strickland and Izzy. What's your opinion on that fight?
I mean, I don't think – business-wise, no one wants to make the fight because it's risky and you don't want to risk a superstar like Adesanya. I felt personally, because I'm friends with Izzy, I feel he rushed to fight again.
Was he hurt?
I don't think he was hurt, but I mean, you 3 fight camps at that level, it's way too much in your body.
Yeah.
And he went like, fuck it, I'm going to do it just because I'm cool. And he's that good. He could beat anybody, but I feel he got a little burned.
But everybody gets burnt at one point.
Everybody.
Well, how much time, ideally for you, how much time do you like to have between your fights?
I mean, I like
ideally.
That. I'm an adrenaline junkie, so if they call me every 2 weeks, I will do it. But I feel like every 3 months is kind of good.
Yeah.
Because I train year-round. Like, I don't have a fight.
Yeah, you're always in the gym.
And in order to do this, I wake up at 6 a.m., train. I set up my wrestling for 4 p.m. So I'm always, because I get bored.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to get in trouble if I'm not training all day.
Of course.
And I mean, every 3 months I can do it, but I'm also young. I can put my body through it, but I feel Izzy should maybe wait till next year to fight. He didn't need the money. He just fight because he was Australian. So like, fuck it, I want to be here.
But maybe these companies are telling him that if he wants more money, that they want him to fight.
Yeah, but because it's also like when strike while the iron's hot type thing. Like he's like big now, so maybe it's just like keeping that energy alive. But it's sometimes to the detriment.
I'm just speaking what I think. I haven't talked to him. Maybe something else happened because we don't know what happened in people's life.
Nah. Also, too, like what I wanted to ask you, like, how difficult is it going to a different country zone, time zone, and fighting? Like, I feel like that is tough.
I personally, my first 10 fights were in a different continent. I went from London.
You had a few losses in the beginning, right?
Yeah. It was hard for me to figure it out at the beginning because I don't have a background. Like, I don't have the kickboxing pedigree that Adesanya brought. I don't have the wrestling pedigree that, I don't know, somebody like Cejudo brings. I don't have the Demian Maya jiu-jitsu. I was just a street fighter guy that learned some jiu-jitsu and won a few fights in South America, and then the UFC signed me. I really didn't have any base on me.
So there was the Ultimate Fighter Latin America? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they recruited me to that. And when I moved to Jackson's MMA to try myself out there, I couldn't fucking win a round there.
At Greg Jackson's?
Yeah. I was pretty much like a Kimbo Slice making it to the UFC. I didn't know how to do much. I'm ballsy. I would throw down. I got decent jiu-jitsu, but it was just like, even I heard like the people from Jackson told UFC like, just send this guy back.
Did you train with Greg over there, or were you with Winklejohn, or who is Winklejohn still there?
Well, this is like years ago. Yeah. This is before 2014.
Yeah,
everybody was there.
Yeah.
But I was like kind of lost because where I came from, that was the first time ever I was in a real gym. Like before I moved to Jackson's, I was training in Ecuador with like literally me and my neighbor throwing gloves in the backyard. Like it wasn't like a structure. Like I would find times to go to the Olympic Center and get ragged up by the wrestlers, or go to the boxing Olympic team and get my ass kicked every other Friday. But I didn't have like a process or like a high level before I get there. So I kind of like figured it out on the go. I got 22 fights in the UFC now.
Were you kicking the shit out of your neighbor?
A little bit. I was.
I feel bad for that poor guy.
I was training with normal people.
Yeah.
I was like putting gloves on like these guys right here.
Yeah. What was there any MMA scene in Ecuador?
Just to give you an example, even right now there's not an MMA scene.
Nothing. You're the guy.
Like there's another guy in the UFC doing well, but like there's no gyms in Ecuador.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy trains in Mexico. It's not like there's no infrastructure right now still.
And you're here, right? You're Irvine.
Yeah, I live down the street.
What gym are you out of here?
I train with Perillo.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, you're here.
I'm sad, yeah.
I have a video here. I'm going to show you some of your highlights, and then there's some other things that I want to talk to you about. It's planned, so we can talk over. You can talk over some of these fights if you want. If you guys don't know, I'm actually wearing Cheeto's glasses. He said I looked a little tired, so he put them on. So
those are good.
These are his, not mine. Is this Bellator?
Yeah.
You started in Bellator. This goes for a minute. So there's a few knockouts here.
This guy's about to scrap here. That's the first or the second fight? That's the first one, probably.
How was the difference between Bellator and UFC?
I never fought in Bellator.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Mm-mm.
Don't read the paper. Just ask me questions to me. Whatever you want to know about me.
No, what the fuck is this then?
You know what I want to know? It's like you say that, you know, you didn't come from a like classically trained. You didn't, you know, you weren't trained like some of these other athletes. I almost feel that that's the point of UFC. Like, that's what I love about it. It's like you don't have to be classically trained in one or the other, but like you bring something different. So you're able to absorb different techniques from different disciplines. And it almost made you I think more of a well-rounded fighter because you didn't have one thing that you were like, just like some are just really good at wrestling. That is what they do. Like Daniel Cormier, perfect example. Like he's a wrestler. So that is a big basis of how he fights. But sometimes it could be not as an advantage because then you know kind of the ground game, but you're just well faceted with all of it, right?
I'm a fighter. I don't mind if I get taken down. I don't mind if I just fight.
Yeah.
And whatever the fight goes, I'm going to fight my ass off every second of the fight. And sometimes most people will break at it because a good wrestler will take me down, but then won't be able to do that much in the ground.
Yeah.
Then by the time, I lose the round. By the time we go up in the second round,
you know,
that guy's face is already like, fuck, I got to do this again. And I get pretty mean in there. Like, I'm not trying to like
be nice. All right, so here it is. I got the fight up the O'Malley fight.
There we go.
Oh, I was so lucky that day, dude.
So Sean still says he hasn't lost a fight. Sean's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. He's a fucking cook.
he's no longer with us.
He left?
What happened here?
What a piece of shit. How much he was asking for? $1 million a week?
Oh!
That fucking bread.
So what happened here?
I mean, nothing, dude. I just throw something and he got hurt. I mean, that's not my fault.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not fine to score points. I'm fine to fucking take your head off. And he can say whatever he wants, but I'm the one walking him down. And that's before he got hurt. He got hurt right there. I mean, that's not my fault. I throw a kick. I hit something. His fucking pussy feet is down there. Boom, head kick. You know how stupid you feel after dyeing your hair like that and losing a fight? Look at me, playing games too. Picking up my nose. Oh, his feet hurt, poor guy. I just feel like the environment he's on, he has a bunch of jazz men around him, so he feels like he's the cock of the block, and in the real world, things are not like that.
No.
I mean, his head coach is a fucking idiot. He insults his opponents while he's cornering. Who does that?
Right.
If he does that in the street, he's going to get his slap. Oh, but those elbows weren't because of the feet. Oh, he came back, poor guy.
So he calls it.
The cock of the block. That's so good.
Also my favorite ref right there.
He's a great referee.
Yeah.
See, he's picking up his knee.
Why does he say that he didn't lose that fight?
I don't know. You should ask him.
I mean,
I got paid double, so that's what matters to me.
Yeah. But that's a little weird though, right?
I mean, if you follow a little bit what I do, what I say, I don't really give a fuck.
So is it gonna be you two fighting for the belt again?
I mean, I think
is that what's gonna happen?
I'm pretty sure the UFC will be pretty dumb to don't make it now.
Like who else? Henry doesn't get the shot, right?
I mean, he just fought for the belt and he lost. The only guy ahead of me is Cory Sandhagen because he beat me by decision a few months back.
Okay.
He's coming off a surgery. And let's be honest. I mean, the UFC is a business company. They don't give a fuck if you are two rankings ahead of me.
That's true.
Cory Sandhagen, not even his mom, watches fights. So
yeah,
they probably will give it to me. And that's not my fault, you know. If it would be opposite and no one know who I am and no one cares and I beat Cory, they will still give the fight to Cory. It's the way it works.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Cory.
Right.
Go kick some rocks. Yeah, I think I'm fighting for the belt next.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then that wouldn't be this year. That would be next year.
Well, he was talking about December, but he don't have...
When's New York's November, right?
November 11th.
That's November 11th. I'll be there, but
when's December? Where is December?
16 in Las Vegas.
Vegas,
and then again Vegas at the beginning of the year.
No, it will be Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
There hasn't been too many fights in Toronto lately. Well, I feel like ever since GSP, like Toronto, kind of like they stopped going there for a minute.
Well, John Jones went there a lot too.
Oh, he did.
In order to fill that arena, you need to bring like a real fight up there.
Like that they're real fight fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are. Canada is one of our biggest. But I think it's not as easy getting everyone there.
I like that. I like when you talk about UFC and
that's why I'm here.
And know what you're talking about. Makes me happy. Sometimes I look at her like I'm trying to
he asked personal fight things. He's like, oh, did someone get this bonus? I'm like,
I'm trying to get information out of her sometimes, yeah. And she looked just gives me a blank stare like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, you were there.
You're gonna get in trouble.
You were there. No, she's
no,
in there
he
for
understands
life.
The UFC. Yeah,
yeah, they're. Yeah, we can be friends, but you can become really quick enemies. So
yeah,
well,
like if I say one wrong thing, then they're going to be like, I'll get a call real quick.
But you got to get it. It's a business. I don't for example, I don't get mad when I'm in the wrong side of the business because I get it.
Right.
But some fighters don't get it and they get mad. They get mad at the commentators. They get mad at this. It's a fucking business. In business, you don't put emotions on.
Mm-hmm.
You just fucking work.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're 30 years of age. Are you in your best shape?
I'm in fucking amazing shape right now.
Yeah. You ready for the belt?
I am. It's meant to be. It's a perfect scenario.
Right.
And I lost my first fight of the year against Cory, but then I just beat Pedro, so I'm in a perfect place.
Well, you learn from your mistakes, right?
I mean, you just learn. You just learn, and you don't cry over spilled milk. It is what it is. You can't beat forever. You can't put excuses. It's a setback. It is what it is.
You lick the milk up.
You suck it up.
You also, you grew up skating in Ecuador?
Yeah, a little bit. All my friends fucking rip.
Really?
I was just smoking cigarettes in the corner and getting in fights. But
you're
I'm not smoking cigarettes anymore, though, right? I know, but I mean, I can't lie. They're good. They're pretty good.
A good joint.
Oh, they're great. But it's been like maybe 15 years since I don't really, really smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. It's gone. That's gone.
It'll be back one day when I retire.
I enjoy one every once in a while. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you smoke?
I don't. I used to. I used to be a big cigarette smoker. And then
I like figured it out, cardio was one of my biggest assets in fighting. I'm a health junkie. I cut everything that hurts me, even if I like it. But like after a fight, I roll a pretty good spliff.
Yeah.
Oh, the spliffs are still. Yeah. Is that a cigarette? It's a spliff.
Yeah, it's half weed, well, half tobacco.
I get I understand what it is, but I wouldn't consider it. Yeah, but what do you do for cardio?
I run like a madman.
Well, how far do you run?
Like fucking 30 miles every Sunday. Oh yeah.
Really?
I got wheels.
Sunday's chill day. That's like the day you're supposed to eat whatever you want, watch football, and you're running 13 miles.
That's what I do, 13 miles at the end of the week.
You're a savage.
And I like what you said when you were like, you know, if it's, don't cry over spilt milk. So you winning, losing, do you feel different are you hard on yourself when you lose at all, or is there some kind of motivational thing that keeps you, you know, to continue and have a good attitude about it?
I mean, having a good attitude is very important in life, but when I lose a fight, to me it's like I feel depressed. I feel like the world is gone to me, but at the same time I say, fuck it. You got options, or you can sit down and cry the rest of your life and stay there, or you can make that run right, and the only way to do that is get back in the horse and figure it out.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the road for everybody is different.
Yep.
Like we don't have the same path, but at the end we can get the same or better if you keep plugging away, if you keep going forward.
I think that's so true. Like, I think that there are naturally gifted people that I'll say John Jones.
I was thinking that.
John Jones is a naturally gifted guy, and I think he could do what he does.
Yeah.
But I think if he put more into it, he'd be even better. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
100%.
There are guys that ride motorbikes, supercross, that like are just naturally talented, have the factory ride, have the ride. They do it because they get paid, but they're already showing up half the week.
Yeah.
Right. You know, a classic example is Ricky Carmichael and Jeremy McGrath. These guys are like not supposed to be like world champions, not supposed to be goats, not supposed to win championships, but those dudes got up and trained and rode every single day and made themselves champions.
Right.
So I think there's a difference between like naturally talented
and hard work.
And hard work. Mm-hmm. And I think hard work wins.
Well, and they say that you make your own luck, right? Like that's the perfect example. It's like you show up every day. Maybe you don't have the natural gift, but like if you show up for yourself, it will show up back.
100%. I mean, I'm in the hard work side. When I was a kid, I was slow. I was weak, I was tiny, but I used, like, when I like something, I used to put all my energy into it. Like, I got friends that they will, like, drink every day and go and win a surf contest or a skate contest, and, like, with zero effort. They're just, like, crazy athletes. And until today, they can be a little fat and out of shape and on drugs, and they're still ripping.
Still ripping.
I mean, there's guys at the tour that I know that they won of a full night on cocaine, a world championship. I'm not going to drop names, of course, but some people can pull it off.
It's crazy. Yeah, we've sponsored a skateboarder that used to do the same thing.
But you know what's interesting? It's almost like...
Gibbs laughing back there.
Weirdly, but like I think that when they have that natural ability and that natural talent, so their head doesn't get in the way. So maybe they're champions because it doesn't mean that much to them. Because I feel like especially in the fighting...
It means to them.
No, it does. But listen to this. As a fighter, what I've witnessed, it's like a lot of it is obviously your training capabilities, your technique, you know, all of that. But a big, big chunk is what's in here, what's in your brain. So it's like when it comes so natural, then there's no like stress that they are never going to be bad because it's natural to them and they automatically have an advantage. And so, you know what I mean? They can party and rage because they're not in their head like, oh shit, I'm going to suck.
It's all mental.
It's mental.
It's all mental. Like, I mean, when I fought Brad Pickett, I took the fight 100% because I need money. I was living in a little shithole. I was making zero money. I had like probably 10 grand leading up to the fight, and that's like 2 months of rent probably in California.
Yeah.
And they called me like, yo, you want to go? And I was coming off surgery. My arm was still bent. I wasn't fully ranged. And my manager called me, I'm like, yo, there's an opportunity for you. it's up to you, but you need it. I'm gonna say, when? Next week, fly to London. And say, fuck it, let's go. And everybody in the UFC was kind of like touching my back, kind of like giving me a pat, like, hey, don't worry what happened. Thanks for saving the night, blah, blah, blah. We won't cut you once you lost. And I was like, oh, you guys think I just came to cash a check? I came to try. And I did end winning the fight, but my arm was bent. Like, the doctor didn't clear me. I have to go to the office and pretty much be like, you clear me or fucking stab you right now.
Yeah.
But I need the money. I mean, I was
broke.
I was fully broke, and I get a bonus, and I get the chance to like survive a few more months in the US. But so, but it is mental. Like, I didn't went in there thinking, oh, what if? I went in there thinking it's live or die here.
Yeah.
And the mindset is way more important than any part of the body.
And then for Absolutely. You, like, how do you keep your mindset? Like, sauna, ice, bath, philosophy? Like, what are you doing here?
I mean, I have an ice bath at home. I have a sauna at home. And I boil myself, and then I jump in the ice. And most people can't even last for a few seconds in there.
Yeah.
And I just do that for, like, 5 minutes at nighttime just because.
What do you think that does to the brain or the body? What does it do to the body?
I mean, the shock of proteins, it means when you're overheating, your body goes into emergency and release cells to every part of the body that is damaged. Could be your brain, could be your part of your body, and you just heal up from that and boost your testosterone. And
this is the sauna you're talking
that's
about.
That's the sauna, okay. And the ice. Because when you shock your body goes like into like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah.
So start releasing cells just to protect you from that. And I do it pretty daily basics.
How long do you go in the ice bath for?
For like five.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Woo! I still haven't done it. Have you?
Yeah, I do it at Vodafone all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like freezing.
Vodafone's not freezing. No, that doesn't count.
My shirt is 30. It's 30.
Yeah, I think I do it at like 38 or 39.
Yeah.
It's still cold. Like, that's almost frozen.
I love Vodafone. Yeah, it is frozen.
Yeah, I love Vodafone too.
It's private members now, right?
You go there to like look at famous people.
And they don't let me in anymore. I got to be a member.
You're like, where's JB?
J Balvin?
No, Justin Bieber.
Oh.
my brother got to smell when Justin came in once and was speaking to me at the entrance, and my brother was standing behind me, and my brother got to smell Justin Bieber's hair, and he never stopped talking about that moment that he got to smell Bieber's hair.
What did
hair.
It smell like?
He said it smelled like roses.
Like vanilla,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like vanilla. Right.
Yeah, like the bottle of...
Checks out.
It's probably pink, the bottle that he uses.
And then that same day in the sauna, we like sung some lullaby with Justin in the sauna. It was just fucking one of those weird LA moments where you leave and you're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
If you guys want to do like real... Call.
I do. I want
to
do it.
Come to my house any day.
I want
to
do it.
Every time, everybody that comes to my house and tell me like they never did it, I go inside, grab a towel, and say, jump in right now. It's like, no. I'm like, shut up and jump.
It's almost, but that's almost like ice. Like it's almost ice. It's frozen.
It is frozen.
Yeah.
I show you pictures right now on my IG. Like it's a bed of ice next to me. And sometimes I just do it at night just to fuck with my head.
Yeah.
And I don't turn the lights on. It's like pretty much meditation.
Does it wake you up? Or does it put you out?
I sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I bet, right?
Yeah.
I got to do it before it gets cold outside.
I mean...
It was cold last night in Vegas.
Was it?
Yeah, it's about to start getting cold here.
All
right. So, over the years, you've had some of the most legendary winning streaks with several of the UFC bonuses. What's some of the performances or some of the highlights of some of those bonuses you had?
I mean, I feel the Frankie Edgar fight pretty much changed my life. Just because that was one of those fights that overnight I felt a difference on like how the world treats me. And like before that fight, yeah, it was cool. Everything, I was making some money. But after that fight was like everything just drastically changing my life. And I like that.
I like Frankie Edgar.
He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. That's the only guy that I fought that I was a really fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because he was a 55.
Was it year 22?
No, this is 2021 probably in New York.
Do you find it more difficult, or does it matter to be rivals with your opponent or friends or have respect? Like, is it matter? Is it the fight? Is it the person?
It doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter.
I don't hate anybody. I don't love anybody in my weight class. I just, if you're in front of me,
yeah,
I hope I kill
respect.
You.
Respect. Let's go.
There's no respect.
Okay.
MMA, I mean, that's the thing with people goes like, oh, this is a sport. It's not a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that fights and walk the walk, they know how gnarly it is, how disgusting the feeling it is, and somehow you figure it out how to enjoy it and go and kick ass. Say it again. That's it. See?
Ooh.
Fuck you. I mean, he was looking at me in the wrong way.
I get it. I understand that.
I'm so disrespectful.
Is the fight over?
Hey, but that's illegal. The guy, see how the referee slapped my hand?
Hand?
He can hit me like that. I should sue.
Is that ref still around? I haven't seen him lately.
He's probably fired. See, I'm mad.
I'm a Herb Dean guy.
We love Herb.
I like Herb Dean. His name is beautiful. Herb. I love Herbs.
Yeah.
All right here. Boom. Oh.
Oh.
You just chinned him?
A little bit.
With the top of your foot? Or your toe? Like
the bottom, with this part.
So this part? Of your foot, this part?
That part. That's my guy right there.
Oh, damn.
Look at that chest, dude.
You look good there.
I know.
You look different every time. You're like Madonna. That's like a good thing, though.
Trust me, to look different every time
is like a good, like, it's a long-lasting thing.
I'm a model. I know.
Yeah, no, you are a very good-looking guy.
Thank you so much. You're a very good-looking guy. He was complaining about the kick, but he was out.
Yeah, he doesn't work there anymore. No way. Whoa, he looks skinny there too. DC, yeah, that's before DC started eating cheeseburgers.
No, that's like, he's probably, you know how on the camera you go like far?
Yeah.
He was like that there. He's still fat.
I'm fat, but he's fat.
He's huge.
He loves to eat.
One day,
every time I'm with him, he just fucking eats.
One day, for fun, I grab his leg like a single leg, and he decided to sprawl.
Hans talks so much shit. Him and Hans together are hilarious.
They started fighting each other everywhere.
Yeah. I actually want to be there when they really fight. I think Tiki should set it up. We should do it at Tiki's gym.
Just like a real fight. See what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I mean, worst of the worst, a little injury in the head.
Well, it's a little injury. I mean, yeah. Hans has a million injuries.
One more won't kill him. Hans, you take it or no? Where are you?
Hans!
Are you taking the fight?
He's already gone.
Come on,
you don't
dude.
Get Hans for that long around here, dude. Oh, he's right here! Hey, come in! Hey, come in here. DC and you at Tiki's gym. Can that happen?
Real fight. No. 2 minute
Never?
Runs. 2 minute runs.
Get the camera on Hans. No.
No. Can do it.
No, not happening.
I feel it can be great for you.
I guess not.
What were you telling him there?
I was saying thank you. I appreciate you. Sorry about it. I really respect you, and I was a fan of the guy for real. Like I. When he lost to Benson Henderson, I cried. I was mad.
Right.
But he was a 55er when I was a kid. That's why I was a fan of him. When I was a kid, I wasn't a fan of guys on my weight class.
Like you had to fight anyone.
Like exactly. When I was a kid and I saw Demetrius Johnson losing to Brad Pickett, I wasn't a fan of either guy because one day I could fight him. And I actually fought one of them. But Frankie was a 55er.
All right, this is Hans's best friend right here.
Which one? Oh. Why are you doing that to Hans right now?
I'm not doing anything to Hans. I'm just, this video is you knock him out.
Hans.
It's Dom Cruise right here.
That was for you. I didn't start it. Right here, long hair did it. Oh, dude, his nose was crooked.
What did you do to him there?
I used to throw a big kick. I was mad. Oh, God. My head tattoos. I miss my head tattoos. Oh, there you go. I like this shirt. Come on. Shake that thing.
See, you look different. Different look.
Fully different.
He looks different every time.
Yeah.
Look at Bisping.
And check the next fight after the evening, I was bald, but with another head tattoo.
Oh, they took it to Hunter? That's before Hunter started wearing suits?
Yeah.
Now he's in charge.
When he was humble.
Yeah. Well, now he's doing the contracts.
He's a man, I know.
So let's not talk too much shit on Hunter. I was trying to get the fight.
You know what? He's a crazy runner. Like me. I run with him 10 miles and he was like nothing. Actually, a little faster than me.
He's tall though.
He's a tall guy. So yeah.
His legs just go further.
And my chicken legs are not very strong.
Well, they look strong. I don't know. Those kicks are saying different.
Yeah, they help. I'm bony.
Are you?
Yeah. I got bones everywhere. Yeah, every time I see Dominic, he pretty much asks me when we fight.
I like how Forrest Griffin's just become like a staple at the UFC. Like at Power Slap, he's like one of the refs. Like he's on stage. Here it is. I'll pause it. I'll get it up.
He does a little bit of everything.
He's like a staple there. I think he might sleep there.
I think I have a bed in the
game. All right, here it is. Here's where you knock out Dom.
Oh.
Well, he was swinging there, too.
Oh, he's a mean guy. Oh, Doma.
Going with the right, going on the ground.
Oh.
You didn't want to stay on the ground with him?
I like to punch people in the face.
Yeah.
I'm a black belt. I can grapple, but I'd rather punch.
It's exciting.
But I grapple a lot. I grapple just as much as I strike.
Are they not going to show us knock him out?
Maybe find highlights.
I don't know.
Just type my name. Something will come up.
That's what I've been doing.
Where are you at? Can we pull up YouTube chat in here?
Hang on. Brittany will ask you a question and I'll pull it up.
All right, I'll ask you a question. Let's see. All right, what's your favorite? What do you think your favorite fight, UFC?
Favorite fight.
Or favorite moment.
Let me think. I mean, the Frank Edgar really was a breakthrough in my career. That's like a highlight. That really changed my name in a way for good.
Mm-hmm.
The Brad Pickett, too, was huge, too. That was I was able to breathe for a few months. I feel those two fights were pretty big in my career.
Yeah. And then after, like, does the adrenaline drop pretty instantly? And then you're just like, now what? Or you're like, let's go. Call Hunter, get another one.
I don't really get too high or too low because I feel like I fight just over the weekend. I mean, like, Monday morning come, you go get some groceries. You know, everybody knows. But, like, 3 weeks pass by, the whole world forgets. There's so many fights going on.
Sure.
So I don't really get attached to.
You don't sit on that high horse too long?
No, I just say, fuck it. The day of the fight, I get shit faced with my family, and on Monday, I'm a normal person again.
Are you a tequila guy?
I'm a shot guy. So it's either whiskey or there's something called Nectar.
Okay.
It's like a Colombian alcohol.
Whoa, Nectar sounds fun. I'd do Nectar with you.
Bro, it's delicious. I go shit faced on that all the time. Well, not
What's
all the
like
time.
The basis of Nectar? We don't know.
It's anise. I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
Just type Nectar. Colombians do that. I learned that because my family hang out with Colombians in Ecuador. And you froze the bottle and you pour shots and you don't even feel it. But you fucking go to hell.
Oh, no.
But like after fights, it's like a ritual.
Yeah.
Because I can't go to sleep anyways. The adrenaline is kicking in.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to watch the roof for 6 hours.
Right.
So we started.
Just black out.
Blacked out, you know, forget about it. I'm a natural wine.
You're a wine guy?
Drink. I drink wine.
You're a wine guy? I'm a wine guy. All right, I think we're going to get it here. It's been kind of hard to find. I kind of wish I had it. They're talking about it, and I think we may get it back.
Yeah, I'm a wine guy.
I love Pinot wine. Or Cab or Merlot?
I drink natural wine.
Oh.
Which is different. It's another
what's
world.
What's that?
It's like no sulfur. It's not nothing. It's no just sulfur. Grapes.
But you don't get like hungover and stuff, right? That's what I've noticed when I got onto like that organic, no sulfate
you
wine.
You get really shit faced quick.
Yeah.
But the hungover is way cleaner.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I drink that all the time. It doesn't affect you. Like, I mean, I drink a cup at night. I'm not drinking the whole bottle.
You ever drink orange wine like what the Italians drink? That shit's so good. A lot of chefs get me onto that.
Yeah. Ooh,
I don't remember had orange wine.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And the sparkling one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My boy Action Bronson get me into natural wine and can't thank him enough for that.
How's he doing?
He's great, man. That guy's killing it.
Dude, I can't find this to save my life.
I mean, it's fine. Just kick him in the head.
Got it.
it is kicking in the head, but it's here. It's showing it. It's just not showing it.
Or just type on my, or just put a highlight.
Highlight.
And you will get it. You will get a little longer one, but it will come somewhere.
I have a very low education, in case you didn't notice.
And I know that. Me too. I can relate to you.
I got it.
I didn't pass a computer class in high school.
I nearly didn't get a passport to America because I didn't know how to spell a word. Like, you do the test where you learn, and then I, like, had to spell, and I couldn't spell.
What was the word?
I can't remember. It was something so simple.
The fact that you can't remember the
Columbus.
Really
I couldn't spell Columbus.
I can either.
Is this it?
That could be
it. Yeah, I couldn't spell Columbus. And then she, like, let me redo it again. She goes, are you sure? And I was like, okay, I'll try again. And then I spelled it right the second time. He's got you there.
Dude, that Amber was close. I love this type of fight.
So entertaining.
I mean, you've had some of the most entertaining UFC fights of all time. You know what's going to suck? Like, I was with Donald a couple of weeks ago. I hate to say this, but let's just watch this first. When did you know you had him?
I mean, I drop in pretty much every round. So I knew I was kind of winning. I think going into the fourth, we were 2-2. And I finished him on the fourth. But his energy was already dipping down. And his technics weren't able to get me. So, like, I don't mind staying there a little longer because I was touching him all the time. Boom. Over.
There we go.
Oh.
And then you just rearrange his nose. Oh. Bye-bye. And,
yeah. Thanks for watching. Support. Like,
bye-bye. Bye. Peace. Bye-bye. What I wanted to talk about is yeah, well, like, what happens in 10 years from now is the, like, I'm like you. Like, I like watching people stand and fight. And I feel like the new age of fighting and what comes from, like, Russia or Ukraine or the Middle East or not Middle East, Middle... I don't want to get myself in trouble here.
In the mountains.
Yeah, okay, right. They're great at what they do. It's just boring to watch.
It's so shitty. I know. But I feel... I mean, I could be wrong, but if they have that much strength to manhandle a man... I personally don't believe they're clean.
They not?
They're fuck no. I mean, if you're training on the mountains, how you get tested by USADA? There's no way.
Yeah.
Well, we don't, like, have USADA now.
Exactly.
What do you mean? They're what? Out?
Yeah, USADA's out.
So wait, you guys can just
last
juice?
Week.
You guys can juice?
I don't know. I just know that.
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. If right now the UFC send me an email, be like, on disclosure, sign this, you can say nothing, do whatever the fuck you want, fucking eat a steroid, I won. I swear on my kids, I won.
Wow.
I feel if you do a steroid and you get caught, you're just fucking getting fucking death row.
Right.
Fuck you, because fighting is already too fucked up. We're losing brain cells and you're getting some extra power to kill more of my brain.
It's sad, man. Chuck Liddell's a friend of mine, and every time I see him, it just makes me sad.
Why?
Just because he's not all there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also back then...
I know it's a little different, but
But the lives that they live.
Yeah, yeah, for
I
sure.
Mean, if you follow me for a week, I'm doing hyperbaric chamber.
Oh, no, you're all together. You're together.
The way I eat.
Yeah. I know you're together.
They have different things now that can really help elevate your brain and
repair.
Rampage
is together. TJ's together.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Connor, I think, is still together. Is Connor still together? Connor's still together. He's just rich and stupid.
Exactly. I mean, and people can hate him for that. I mean, if you have
I don't know,
100
hate him
million in the account and you want to get drunk on Monday, fucking good for you.
Exactly.
I feel the thing what fucks with his head is, like, now he's super famous and rich, which
and
that was his
and
dream,
yep.
And no one respected him.
No, he can't win a fight.
He's like a clown now.
He can't win a fight.
Exactly. So he's like... It's like, be careful what you wish for, because you will get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to be super rich or you just want to be set for life? If you ask me, my goal in life was never being a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong.
Hey, put that there.
Don't get me wrong.
You're from Ecuador, dude. You came from nothing.
I fucking won enough money.
You already won.
Yeah, I won.
You're here.
I want to do whatever the fuck I want. I don't want to have a boss, and I want to fucking do whatever the fuck I want.
I like that.
And in order to be a multimillionaire, you can't do that because you will have 1,000 people sucking on you like a fucking.
And most of those people we know very well are very unhappy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fuck.
All they do is work, and then it's not good enough, and then they don't spend time with their family, and then they don't have good social skills, and then they yell at people.
They're missing the point. They've missed the point.
Oh, I got the point here. My brother passed away 5 years ago, and I made a decision that I was going to live my life every single day like it's the last day of my life. Sometimes I get in trouble. Sometimes I do some things I shouldn't. Sometimes I get pulled aside.
Why not?
But I'm still loving and I'm living and loving my fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm happy, dude.
I'm happy.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not chasing anything. I'm not pushing for
anything. I chase girls. I chase girls. That's about it.
I mean, that's good. I chase my wife in the house.
Dude, I hate to do this, but we keep these short. They're under an hour. So what happens is Brittany does like this little, we've got like a little, it's like a 5-question.
Lightning round.
Answer and,
quick. Shoot it.
She's going to throw you, she's trying to get you under the bus here.
All right. Throw me in the back of the bus.
What do you miss the most about Ecuador?
The food.
What's a good dish there?
Fuck, every single,
give me one.
And say, well, yeah. Oh my fucking God. My testosterone is rising just by talking about it.
But isn't it crazy here, the food, like the bread, you can buy bread and sit your bread out and it's good for 2 months, right. 3 months. It's full of sugar.
It's full of cancer, the food in the US.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, favorite place you've ever traveled?
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, let's go.
The coffee, good coffee out there.
Good coffee. We
was just in Australia.
Where the coffee makers?
Ariane and I did Sydney.
Oh, the fights?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And Bali.
And then Bali. And then Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. And you met a girlfriend?
Hey. I already knew that girl. You're sponsored by the clothing company Ruka. Do you know where the name comes from?
Ruka's gone.
No more Ruka?
No more Ruka.
Pat and Rory doesn't own it anymore anyway, so
he sold it, yeah, fuck it.
Okay.
But Pat's cool.
Pat's cool, fuck Ruka.
Yeah, boom.
All right, favorite cheat meal
or snack? He's trying to buy it back. Already trying to buy it back. Quicksilver, Billabong, Roxy, everything's for sale right now.
I think it's over. He's on his own. He's probably about to do something else. So everybody that was with him there got kicked out. So
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, next one. Favorite cheat meal or snack?
Cheat meals.
Dry mangoes.
That's not a cheat.
That's not cheat. That's cheat delicious.
For me, kind of.
It's a because favorite snack.
I eat like, yeah, favorite snack, yeah. Because I will eat like 2 bags at once.
Oh, you are so naughty.
Go to the,
yeah, right?
Go to Whole Foods and get the orange bag. You will
thank me. Oh, I got that bag. Okay. I got that bag.
Cheat meal, there's a place by my house called Folks. They make great pizza.
Okay.
Pizza's a good one.
You like pizza. Pizza's good.
I love
good.
Pizza, yeah.
Dude, how can you not love bread and cheese? Bread and cheese is two of the best inventions.
That's facts.
It's everything.
Best UFC fighter of all time.
Fighter or fight?
Yeah, fighter. Sorry.
Oh, GSP by fucking far.
Yeah. I
we
like,
missed GSP.
He still
looks great. When he comes to the fights, I'm like, God, you look great.
It's got
to
be him and fit. Then...
John Jones,
yeah. Right?
I mean, those are my top two.
Yeah.
My top one, but I get into the UFC because of GSP. Jones is a little younger.
Mm.
Yeah. I think GSP helped grow UFC.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Like, I think he really took it, like, helped it grow and take it to a whole
nother
level.
Without bullshit, without mask.
Nah. Yeah,
without saying fuck. Just kicking ass, just bald head.
Wearing his tight
Hello,
shorts.
How about you, fucking French?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah. I like watching him roll around twice. People.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude, Cheeto. Thank you. Legend. Next time we speak to you, you may have the belt around you, so let's fucking go on that, alright?
You already know.
You deserve that. Apparently, it's proven you've already beaten the champ once. We appreciate you here at Monster Energy. Hans loves you. We appreciate your time. And we'll see you soon, man. I won't be in New York, unfortunately.
I'll be in Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas.
Cool.
On December?
Yeah.
I won't be there.
Okay, cool. All
right.
I see you around.
Until I see you again. Here's your sunglasses, so I don't look like shit. Woo! Rap.